Welcome to the Property Profits Podcast. My name is Travis Wells, and I will be your host every single week. It is my job to bring on a specialist in every part of real estate, whether that be retail, big commercial, luxury, flipping, land, you name it. I cannot wait to introduce you to these people because there are masters at their craft out there. At the end of each podcast, my mastermind group will come on and Q&A with these people and ask real-time, real-life questions so that we can all learn. I cannot wait to see you on my podcast.
What is up, everybody? Thank you so much for joining the Property Profits Podcast once again. It's going to be you and I, like we do, one-on-one. Today, I wanted to go over something that recently happened, a deal that we're working on. The gentleman actually asked me if I would mention, I'm not going to mention his name, but mention him on my podcast, and I'm actually going to bring him on. He's a seller that we're helping right now. And I've never done that before, but it was a fantastic idea. Super vulnerable with the guy. You know, he just wanted his story to help other people. And that's what we do as humans, right? Like, we have this inherent like thing where we just want to help each other for the most part. Anyway, so let me break this down. I have some clients that I work with that just started marketing using LeadZolo and some other sources. LeadZolo lead came in. It was this gentleman, and he was in some financial distress. He owns some nice houses, nice cars. Anyways, the payments got the best of him. Things happen, right? He's got a 3% interest rate, or 3.75, something like that, on his house. Got some equity in it. Not going to go into the super details till he's on this podcast, and I'll let him do that. But what we did is arrange, he needed cash now. He needed cash like he needs to breathe, like he needs water, right? So I said, look, a novation's not going to work for you. I didn't use that term because people don't know what that is, but I explained what it was. Novation's not going to work for you. It could take up to 60 days. You've already listed this thing on the market. It's a little cluttered. Probably didn't show well. Nice ass house. But can you afford to wait on the retail market? I want what's best for you. And he's like, no, he needs money now. First is coming up, all the bills hit. He got a lot of bills. I said, look, how about we close this thing in 7 days? We give you $30,000 at the closing table down. And how that looked is he had existing mortgage. I'm going to call it $400,000. It was somewhere, right? Existing mortgage, 3.75%. Very good payment with taxes and insurance. I said, let us take that mortgage over. All right. Hear me out. That takes away a payment for you on the first, right? Breathing room there. All right. Boom. Only paying for one house instead of two now. I said, all right, you have equity in your home. Let me hold a second note. You hold a second note for the equity. Let's call it $100,000 for this case. These numbers aren't exact. All right. $70,000 promissory note after the $30,000 down. I said, for that note, since I'm paying this mortgage, I will pay you $500 a month. Only principal, I'm not paying interest. I'm not doing it because then my prices change if I pay interest. But I will pay you $500 a month now, which will subsidize one of your car payments, one of your three car payments. So now you lose this big ass mortgage payment. Now I'm paying for one of your cars, and you get $30,000 in your pocket so you could pay your bills. He liked the hell out of that. So we ended up inked it today, but we discussed it for several days because here's some of his concerns. And I think they're very important to bring up here because you're going to come, this is going to happen to you, right? If you're in this business, this is going to happen to you. And if you're on the buying or the seller side, it's gonna, you know, you're gonna have to think about these things. So he's like, man, I own all this stuff. I really don't want it on my credit. Is this gonna be on my credit? Yes, it's gonna be on your credit. We are going to be paying your payments. We're not taking your mortgage. we're going to be paying your payments because we love that 3.75% interest rate for right now, you know, and it's going to stay on there, but we're going to alleviate your immediate situation, make your immediate situation better so you have time to think. We still have another house we can work with, and I think I'm going to help him with his cars too, sub two, if there's good rates and stuff. We're talking about that right now, but that's what I enjoy doing. I think that's what we enjoy doing as entrepreneurs. We enjoy helping people. We enjoy making money, right? Let's get that straight. We all enjoy making money. But the thing is this deal that I structured can really help him. And we're going to work on his next house next. That one doesn't have a good interest rate. So I think we're going to do like a novation on it. And I'm working on his cars. But I'm going to bring him on my podcast. He sent me a text because ever since we started talking a few weeks back, he's been like, man, I've been listening to your podcast and I'm learning a ton. I appreciate you putting this content out. Man, maybe I can do something like this for you in the future and we can make some money together. I'm like, cool, man. I need reps too, right? Like I'll train people. But anyways, I wanted to bring that to y'all's attention because I'm really excited. You know, we always bring like people that are like on the top of the winning game right now in the real estate industry and stuff. But I want to get raw, real with y'all. And bring a seller in here that we're helping, you know? I think it's pretty badass. And he asked for that. So anyway, look forward to doing that. Wanted to bring this to y'all's attention. When we first got this deal, my first thought was a novation. And I didn't end up having him ink that contract because I didn't think it was going to be the best thing for him. Now, the reason that is I asked him, I dug into his pain point, which is very important. And he needs cash. He has no cash, right? And he needs to pay his bills. So that's why I thought this would be the best situation for both of us. We like to do deals that are win-win. We didn't want to do a super low cash offer. I mean, we would love that because we would make more, but I think his immediate situation yielded this response. And I also put a clause in there to where we had to pay it off within 5 years. So anyways, I hope you got something from this. And if you're dealing with any, which you probably are if you're listening to this podcast, troubled sellers or anybody in financial distress, treat them like humans. Think about what you would want to do in that situation. Remember, they can be confused at the time because, man, have you ever been super stressed and like it clouded your judgment? That's what happens. So give people some grace. Step back from the situation. And if you're in real estate, you know, you're also kind of, you know, not like a licensed financial consultant or anything like that. Don't portray yourself as something you're not, but you're really like kind of consulting people on financials too, right? Everything's not a house. There's better ways to do certain deals. So anyway, thank y'all so much for jumping on. As always, leave a review if you love this show and leave a review how you think it can improve. And I hope you like these one-on-ones. I do them every day for y'all. Got any questions? Slide in my DMs on Facebook. I usually check those messages. Till next time, appreciate y'all. See y'all on the next one.
Thank you so much for listening today. If you enjoyed what you heard, please refer a friend. It would mean the world to me. And also, if you'd like to learn more about real estate investing, go to www.exclusivehousinginvestors.com. If you're interested in joining the mastermind group, email me at travis@exclusivehousingtexas.com.